He's having himself quite
the
start.
I don't think he was poisoned, but I'll look into that in a second here. Say hello to Megan Collins, who is with Our House. There's an event tonight. Is it inside?
It's not tonight, actually.
Oh, it's not tonight.
It's Friday, May 3rd.
Oh, okay, I had goodness. It down for tonight.
He was worried for a moment there.
Boy, good move. Well, I've actually looked ahead on the Farmer's Almanac. Friday, May 3rd is going to be spectacular weather-wise, so good move.
Wonderful.
I don't have an idea. I'm sure it'll be nice. Better than tonight. Oh, it says right there, May 3rd, 2013. 8th Annual Dinner on the Grounds, benefiting Our House. So tell folks who are not aware.
Yes. So Dinner on the Grounds, it's a Southern supper. It's casual. And it's at the Terry House, which out on their big lawn. And we have Benny Keith is doing our food. We're going to have catfish and all Southern cuisine. And we have Langnap, the band that will be playing. They're a soul band.
Seen Langnap.
Yep, mm-hmm. They're really good. We're excited about that. And you can buy tickets at dinnerontheGrounds.com, or you can email Sarah Gibson at events@ourhouseshelter.org.
Tell everybody about Our House for those who don't know.
Our House is a homeless shelter, but it's much more than that. It's a comprehensive program where people who are homeless or nearly homeless go, and it really gives them the tools to, when they leave Our House, to be able to sustain a job and, you know, how to run their finances and just be out in the real world and not be homeless again.
Sounds like it's an organization that essentially, you know, you talk about you can give a hungry man a fish and help him, but it's better to teach him how to fish.
Right, right.
That's what Our House does.
Because then he'll eat forever. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
How much are tickets? How do we get them?
Tickets are $150.
Okay.
And you can go to dinnerontheGrounds.com to order them, or contact events@ourhouseshelter.org.
Okay. Now, I understand that our GM is involved in Our House. Is that right? Is he a committee member, or is he... I think he's tied to this in some way.
Yes. I'm not exactly supportive. Sure what.
And mm-hmm. I'm not either. He's involved in so many things. And he's trying to run this second-rate radio station, too. He's got a lot going on.
Well, we're excited that everyone has been... you know, so on board with it, and it's been a great program thus far. So we're hoping it'll be a good one this year too.
How long have you been with Our House?
I have my husband and I, Andrew Collins, we are chairing the event this year, and he is on the board, and we're just happy to help out. We're very excited.
Okay. Have you been to the event before?
No, I have not. Okay. I moved to Little Rock just over a year ago.
Okay.
So,
So what for?
I didn't have that opportunity.
You came from Michigan?
I'm from Michigan originally. I moved here from D.C.
Okay.
I married someone from Little Rock.
That's a good move. That's what
That's
I did.
That's right.
Yeah, that always works out. And you are a big Michigan fan.
I am a big Michigan fan.
So,
are you over it yet?
Now,
I'm over it.
You were feeling good about a return to next year's game, although every day it seems like another guy from Michigan is going to the NBA.
Yes.
Hardaway was the latest loss.
Yep.
This is the lament of the college basketball fan, though.
This is true.
Just every good team, their fans just have to be used to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is.
Did you go to any Nationals games last year?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, you missed out.
I would like to see that team. I want to see that team this year.
Well, before they shut down Strasburg, and of course you had Bryce Harper, who is a rising star as well.
Not shutting him down. The Braves are giving him a good run, though, right now. I mean, it's early, of course, but Atlanta's playing great baseball.
So what's been the biggest change for you coming to the South?
How friendly people are. It's been wonderful.
People aren't friendly in D.C.?
Well, they're friendly, but it's just Southern hospitality is just way different.
I think D.C., everything comes with I just have this sort of notion of a lot of Bill Vickery's running around where every kindness is expected to be returned in some way, probably twofold.
It's just completely different.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah. I was blown away when I moved here, too, how nice people are. So
you're talking to a couple of transplants.
That's true.
Been here 12 years. You've been here how long?
16 almost. Yeah, it's hard to believe.
And marriage didn't drag us here, so we actually moved here because we wanted to.
That's
it's
right.
It's a wonderful place.
It really is. And you're from Flint originally.
I am. I'm from, well, Fenton, but it's right next to Flint.
Is that like the nice part of town?
No.
Flint's kind of a roughneck joint. It's a tough place.
Yes. Well, after GM falling, you know, it kind
of... Yeah. Well, yeah, it got even rougher, maybe. So, well, that's cool. Well, Megan, good luck with the event. And
thank you
again,
all so much.
May 3rd, and you can go... online, is that the easiest way to do it?
Yes, I would go to dinnerontheGrounds.com or email Sarah Gibson at events@ourhouseshelter.org.
Okay, very good. We'll appreciate you.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Good luck with the event.
Thank you.
Here's a story on Bryce Harper.